Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The government's long-awaited legislation to crack down on short-term lets hit a last-minute stumbling block some weeks ago when a dispute broke out in government as it was about to be brought to Cabinet. At issue is the plan to limit Airbnb-style accommodation to towns with a population of 10,000 people or more. This would mean towns like Killarney and County Kerry, a tourist hotspot of course, would be subject to the crackdown. One of the ministers who objected is Michael Healy-Ray, and Michael is on the line now, and I'm joined in the studio by Rory Hearn, Social Democrats TD for Dublin North West and party spokesperson on housing. And thank you both for joining us on this. Minister Michael Healy-Ray, to you first. You and your constituency colleague Norma Foley, you want towns like Killarney to be exempt altogether from short-term lets. Restrictions on short-term lets. Will you explain to us why?
Well, first of all, good morning to you, Claire, and good to morning. Rory and your listeners. The first thing I'd say is I'd never say a dispute or a row arose. I suppose what you would have is a difference of opinion and how you deal with a problem. The first thing that I would have to say is the government is extremely and correctly and properly focused on the whole issue of trying to provide more housing to the people who urgently need housing. That is the priority of government. That is a cornerstone of the programme for government. But having said that, it's how you deal with that issue. I personally believe that people who operate Airbnbs and short-term lets, they didn't cause the housing crisis in Ireland. Neither are they the actual solution to it. While everybody wants the same conclusion, we want success with regard to housing. But I don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot. And using Killarney as an example, you say Killarney is a tourism hotspot. I actually don't agree with that. I personally believe that Killarney Town is the tourism capital of the Western world.
Okay.
There is no place does tourism as good as Killarney. They are experts at it. You have families that are steeped in hospitality all of their lives. And yes, we have excellent accommodation available there. It can be Airbnb, it can be short-term lets, quite simply because we need it. Now, these are people who are established not for a year or for 5 years or 10 years. They're at it all of their lives.
And tell me, how hard is it to get a place to live if you want a long-term let in Killarney?
Oh, it is extremely difficult. I do a very busy clinic every week in Scott's Hotel in Killarney Town on College Street. And undoubtedly, every week, one of the biggest issues I have is housing.
So wouldn't it be great then to have available to you and to the people who want to rent a place long term, to have available those Airbnb short term lets that are currently being used for tourists?
So that means then if Clareburn or Rory or anybody wants to come to Killarney and avail of a short-term let, a house or a flat or whatever that is at that type of business, that won't be available for a tourist or a visitor. Sure, that's wrong, because I come back to the thing, the people who provide that type of accommodation, they didn't cause the housing crisis. Now, what I don't have any problem with, if a house comes for sale in Killarney Town, and if a person goes buying that house with a view of taking it what I would call away from regular housing and using it for short-term lets, of course I could see why that should be regulated. And I could see a great case for making that person be subject to registering, applying for planning permission, maybe for a change of use.
Mm-hmm.
But for the existing people, just think of it on a personal basis. If any individual is at that business for many, many years and geared for short-term lets and having a great reputation, which all of the people in Kerry who do short-term lets have an excellent reputation. If you look at the reviews and if you see what people think of their, what I would call, visitor experience, it is second to none. And if you were to take away that person's right of doing that with their property that they worked hard for, that they might have a mortgage all the time for. They might have invested very heavily in upgrading it over the years, because otherwise they wouldn't have the visitors coming there. Like, the accommodation that we provide in Kerry is excellent. And again, the reviews will show that.
Yeah.
But
okay,
to pull all that away from somebody and say to them, I'm very sorry now, you have to stop that business and you have to go down the road of long-term lets. What will happen, and I will predict this to you, if anybody thinks that you're going to turn thousands and thousands of people away from short-term and force them to rent that property long-term, I can tell you here and now, and the organisations that support these people, they will tell you it won't happen in the way other people might think it will.
Okay, so, Rory, having listened to all of that, and you hear how important tourism is to Killarney, you can understand why this would be an unpopular move to restrict Airbnb lettings in a place like Killarney. Why do you still think it needs to be done?
Yeah, Claire, good morning to you and your listeners and to the Minister as well. It's very clear that, you know, the housing crisis now is at emergency point. It's an emergency in Kerry, in Killarney, as it is in rural areas and urban areas across the country. If we look at, for example, the number of adults, I was just looking before I came in here, in Kerry, who are still living with their parents, adults over 18, there's 15,000 in Kerry alone, 25,000 Galway, 12,000 in Clare. These are rural areas. There is a housing crisis there, and we have to balance tourism with people's need for a home. And questions that come up are things like, for example, where will workers who are going to work in the tourist industry live? Where are these young people going to find a home? I've been in touch with a group who campaigned down in Connemara called Banu, who are about preserving the Irish language in Gaeltacht areas. One of the key issues that they identify is Airbnb, short-term lets, that are restricting their young people's ability to start a family, to work, to move back to the Gaeltacht. And I think the issue is that these regulations that are being proposed, in some respects, are very, you know, I think they will have a very significant impact. I think there are problems in what's being proposed, and maybe the Minister can give some clarity on this. If their proposal is to restrict the restrictions to just towns of 10,000 and over, does that mean that towns in RPZs, the rent pressure zone areas, will not be covered by this legislation, which of course would expose many towns across the country? I think there's in the region of a fifth of the population live in small towns. So within this, we could actually be reducing the coverage of Airbnb. Reducing the restrictions on Airbnb. And that's a major question for the government. Are they actually going to, through this, reduce the potential restrictions? But the other issue is in Kerry at the moment, in Killarney. Killarney is a rent pressure zone. It's identified as a place. So currently, if you are letting a property, you should be applying for planning permission. You should be getting planning permission. So there's actually, you know, many people who are renting Airbnbs in Killarney and Kerry who are breaking the law currently. Does the Minister think that's okay?
But how far do you think this would go to help solve the rental crisis in particular, long-term rents, to do something about the short-term rents?
Well, it is a contributory factor, and it's clear that from the ESRI report that was done that, yes, it's not the primary cause of the housing crisis, and nobody is saying that Airbnb and short-term lets are the primary cause of the housing crisis. Clearly, the lack of building of affordable housing, the points that we've been making and the broader, is the root cause, the lack of building of social and affordable housing. But one of the issues is this idea of, you know, people buying, and the Minister mentioned it there, people buying properties not as a home, but as an investment. And there is an issue in this. People buying, and the Minister talked about potential restrictions, and I'd be interested in hearing his proposals around that, because I think that's necessary. Because people, we're going to see around the country, we are seeing new homes coming, being built, or homes for sale, and people buying them not to live in them, but to rent them out as Airbnb or short-term lets.
But you could make a fortune doing that. I mean, I was looking at the figures last night. You only need to rent it out for a couple of nights a month if you're in a tourism hotspot, in order to make what you would make over a full 30 days as a long-term landlord.
Absolutely. And just to be really clear, because there was some discussion around the ESRI report and what it said on this, and that it was saying that Airbnb wasn't, or short-term lets weren't a major cause of the housing crisis. But what they do say is, and it's a bit strange, their wording of it, they say it's not the primary cause, but it is. They're saying it doesn't mean that Airbnb has not had a detrimental impact on the private rental sector in specific local markets. And they say the scale of Airbnb activity relative to the size of the private rental sector has increased the likelihood of essentially this happening. And they highlight towns like Westport, where there's 1-3 proportion of Airbnb to private rental. Killarney, 1-6 in terms of Airbnb to private rental. So Airbnb is having an impact in certain areas, in rural areas, and in Dublin, our own areas, my own constituency. Airbnb, these short-term lets, is problematic. And so we need to do something about it.
Okay, well, Michael Healy-Ray, do you accept that Airbnb is a problem in Killarney?
What I accept very, very much is the statistics. The argument that Rory is making, his concerns, are extremely well and genuinely founded. And nobody could actually argue against what he's standing up for, I'll put it that way. But what you have to ask yourself is, what I said earlier on, these people who are in this business of providing a place for people to stay on a short-term basis when they come to a town, we want to be able to cater for them. If you are a tourist town like Killarney or a tourist county like Kerry or like Westport or all the other places that have been mentioned, we don't want to cut off the availability of those people being able to come. Because when they come, remember, they're supporting local jobs. They're supporting local industry. So you can't cut off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, but you also have to house your people, Michael, and you know that better than anybody.
I absolutely do. But if what you're looking to do won't have the desired effect, if people realistically think that somebody who has built up an Airbnb over the years is going to turn around and shut that down and then rent out that property long term, I am genuinely afraid, because I'm hearing it from the people, they won't do that. Mm-hmm. So what are you after doing then? You're after stopping people of coming to the tourist town, and at the same time, you're not increasing our availability for long-term houses. If you want to solve the housing crisis, you have to build more houses.
So you accept in principle that something has to be done here. So what are you suggesting in terms of a threshold, or what should constitute a tourist town? What's the solve here?
Well, first of all, what is being proposed and what will go for pre-legislative scrutiny and what will be debated and what will be dealt with by the House of the Rockers is a figure of 10,000. Now, I would debate that, considering a place like Killarney has 14,700 citizens, that it should be increased for a place like Killarney that is a long-established tourist destination. And coming back to the whole idea of how do you house more people, you build more houses. You don't, what I would call, say, attack another sector to try and solve a problem. And if you are a person who has invested so heavily, and if it's your business to carry on the provision of short-term lets, it's no more than going to a place and saying, I'm going to close down a hotel, which, as we know, has happened an awful lot over the years. And that has had a very detrimental effect on our tourism product. So we have to be very careful about what we do here. And I really
So something over 14,000 is what you're saying, to cater specifically for Killarney?
Well, there should be exceptions made for a place like Killarney, or else revisit the whole idea of the 10,000, because I just think that 10,000 is not going to cater for people who are already providing short-term accommodation.
So, Rory, how would you feel about that? Exceptions for places like Westport and like Killarney?
No, I think the government needs to get rid of the 10,000 limit, and it needs to cover the entire country with these regulations. But that would mean, and the Minister for Housing has said that he's going to be bringing forward planning guidelines that would implement these. Essentially, what everyone will need to register, anybody who's renting out a short-term let will need to register with Bord Fáilte. What needs to happen is that the planning restrictions need to then be applied to the entire country as they currently are under rent pressure zones. And then planners can look at what is the housing need versus the tourist need. Mm-hmm. Because currently, if you apply for a short-term let in places like Dublin, in areas of rent pressure zones, you're not going to get planning. And we're seeing a tiny proportion of people actually applying for planning permission. That is, we also acknowledge there's a huge flouting of the law currently going on. But what should happen then is planners should decide and look at what is the housing need in the area, what is the tourist requirement, and they make a balanced decision. So by covering areas like Killarney by the regulations, it doesn't automatically mean that that Airbnb and short-term lets won't be allowed. But what it does mean is the planners have the possibility to actually say, no, we actually, these need to be homes in these cases, or we have enough properties as Airbnbs, as the minister is saying.
So logical decisions would be made around need in every area.
Balanced versus, for example, in areas of high tourism, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that seems very common, you know, grounded and founded, Michael Healy-Ray, in common sense.
Yes, but what Rory is missing out on is the simple fact. What about the people who are already at this business? You're trying to take the ground out from underneath them by doing this, and I quite simply do not agree with it. I think it's wrong.
Do you have anything to say on that, Rory? The people who are invested in this business of short-term lets, that, you know, you're taking away, in some cases, their livelihoods.
Well, if we look at and the analysis of those who are undertaking short-term lets, for example, shows that there is a significant number, and this is where this number of between 12,000 to 14,000 has come from, who are letting out full properties and multiple properties on an ongoing basis. For those who are engaged in tourism, I think that we do need to look at it in terms of, as I said, the planners need to look at where tourist requirements are there. But I think where it is the case, which we see in Dublin and we see across the country, there are people who are letting out multiple properties as Airbnb when they should be rental properties. And it is a case when we look at, you can't, you know, this is about trying to solve the housing crisis. It is about doing everything we can.
So you suspect that these people who are renting out these places can well afford to put these into long-term private rental contracts?
Some people could, absolutely. I don't see why, the evidence shows that, as I said, there's multiple properties that they're renting out. And in cases, you know, I think that we really have to look at this. You know, as I said, from the Gael talk to rural areas, young people can't get a home. And this question is, you know, where do they get a home? Short-term lets is one area where some properties can be brought back into use.
Mm-hmm. Is it, what level of support do you have, Michael, for your position on this? I mentioned Norma Foley and yourself want Killarney excluded.
Well, I'll give you an example. In monetary terms, short-term lets are worth 72 million a year in County Kerry. Now, that is not just supporting the people who provide the accommodation, because the accommodation is only one cog in this whole wheel. What about the people who operate the shops, the cafes, the craft shops, the local restaurants? All of these people are creating local jobs. They're providing local service. And you're directly, if you take what Rory is saying, you're directly attacking all of those businesses. Mm-hmm. That's where the young people might be getting their part-time work, maybe full-time work. People who are relying on those local industries to live. And if you take
But then
away
those
that
people who are working in those businesses are coming to your clinic in Scott's Hotel and telling you, I've nowhere to live. I've nowhere for my son or my daughter to live.
Isn't that why I said to you at the beginning, if you want to deal with this problem, don't attack one side of society to help another. What you do is you really address the problem, and that is what the Minister for Housing is diligently doing, and that is trying to get us to the stage where we can build more houses. But I quite simply, and it's the last thing I'll say on this, the people who provide short-term accommodation, they didn't cause the housing problem in Ireland, and neither are they the solution to the problem.
All right, we need to leave it there, but thank you both. That's Minister of State Michael Healy-Ray and Rory Hearn, Social Democrats TD. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.